What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission is reporting a 90% conviction rate for persons found to be involved in illegal gambling. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, is a statutory body of the Ministry of Finance established in 1975 under the provisions of the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act. The Commission has an enforcement division which detects and investigates illegal gaming activities and takes the requisite action against offenders under the prescribed act. Director of Licensing and Registration and Acting Director of Enforcement at the BGLC, Maurice Thompson, says there were 15 arrests in 2014-15, 15 arrests in 2015-16, and 3 arrests since the start of the year. This is coupled with 13 convictions for 2015 and 5 convictions since the start of 2016. Mr. Thompson says the agency intends to increase the number of convictions through a joint collaboration with Crime Stop.
We are confident that Crime Stop, with their experience, their wider reach, will allow us to get more reports of illegal betting, have more arrests, have more convictions, and lead to a better gaming industry.
The partnership will allow members of the public to make anonymous reports through Crime Stop's 311 toll-free number. Persons who give information will receive cash rewards of up to $25,000 if the report provided results in an arrest and charge.
The partnership with Crime Stop forms part of a broader initiative which encompasses a systematic review of our entire enforcement operations as we aim to ramp up our intelligence gathering and technical capabilities.
Acting Executive Director of the BGLC, Carol Martinez-Johnson. It is expected that with the added incentive of a reward for anonymous tips, there will be a significant reduction in illegal gambling activities. Now, illegal gaming, which involves accepting wagers without a license, contributes to organized crime and can attract substantial fines. Persons found guilty of breaching the law are liable for a fine of up to $500,000 for possession of illegal gambling paraphernalia, conducting illegal gambling, or using premises to conduct such activities. In the meantime, persons who purchase from illegal gambling establishments could be fined up to $200,000. Many persons have reported seeing people walking around and writing bets and giving tickets, with operators even offering a higher rate for the winnings, and all of these activities are illegal.
In our most common scenario, you'll see persons walking around writing cash pot tickets on the road. That's illegal because all licensee must have a fixed address. The tickets must be printed from electronic machines.
Director of Licensing and Registration and Acting Director of Enforcement at the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, Maurice Thompson. Slot machines in bars and other establishments should be licensed by the Commission, and the license should be displayed at the premises. Persons under 18 should not be using these machines. This could result in the operator losing his or her license. And it is also illegal for parents to send children to purchase tickets from gaming establishments. Be vigilant. If in doubt, visit bglc.gov.jm for more information, or if you wish to confidentially report a breach of the BGLC Act, call 630-1353.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.